الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين وقال تعالى أن اشكر لي ولوالديك وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بروا آباءكم تبركم أبناؤكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, many ayat of the Quran Kareem, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rights of Allah and of the rights of parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That together with the rights of Allah, then Allah speaks about the rights of parents. How important it is for us to fulfill the rights of our parents, to please our parents, to make our parents happy. Because in making our parents happy, we are making Allah happy. In the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, رِضَى الرَّبِّ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ. That if your father is happy with you, Allah is happy with you. وَسَخَطُ الرَّبِّ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدِ. But remember, if your father is upset with you, your father is angry with you, that's a sign Allah is angry with you. So as far as possible, how we can please our parents, how we can go out of our way to see that our parents are happy with us. Because whatever success we enjoy in this dunya, and we will enjoy in the akhirat, is because of the du'as of our parents. If we learn to take the du'as of our parents, we will gain the success of dunya and we will gain the success of the akhirah. The one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, birru aba'akum taburrukum abna'ukum. You be obedient, be nice, be good to your parents, and by you being good to your parents, your children will be good and kind and obedient to you. If at some stage in our lives we see that there's a problem, it could be that because of our disobedience to our parents, then we are going through some difficulty and hardship later on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in these mubarak ayat, in these mubarak hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wherever we can serve our parents, wherever we can be kind to them, wherever we can take their du'as, then we should go out of our way and take the du'as of our parents. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi was a very great buzurg and a very great saint. So his story is very famous. That one night, whilst he was playing around as a little child, so his mother called for him, Bayezid, get for me a glass of water. So Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, little child, he comes with a glass of water. Obviously in those days, it wasn't like just running to the kitchen and open the tap. You probably had to go outside, get the well, open the well, take out the water. So it took him a bit of time before he could present the water. When he comes to his mother, he finds his mother fast asleep. So there are three options in his mind at that time. I can just go away. If she wants, she'll call for me again. Or I can leave the water here, and the entire night, if she wakes up at any time, she can take the water as she wants. Or the third option is, let me just stand here and wait. If my mother wakes up at any time, I can just present the water to her. So he stood the whole night with a glass of water at his mother's side and waited for her to wake up. She woke up at the time of Fajr, and this young boy stood the whole night. At the time of Fajr, when she saw her son, why is it, how long you wait? You're waiting the whole night, ma. I know you wanted water, you were thirsty. So I'm here to serve you, to make your khidmat. I stood the whole night here waiting for you. At that time, the Josh of Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi's mother came into action. And she made dua for her son. Allah make you the greatest wali of the time. Allah make you the greatest wali of the time. And that dua hit. Allah made him the greatest buzurg of his time, Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi. He became that buzurg through the duas of his mother. Through the duas of his mother. Have we taken our mother's duas? Have we taken our parents' duas? Have we pleased our parents? Muhammad ibn Munkadir rahmatullah alayhi, he was a famous muhaddis. He was the ustad of Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah alayhi. So he says that I used to spend the whole night massaging my mother's feet. She was ill, so I would be making a khidmat. And my brother used to be engaged in tahajjud salah for the whole night. So he is making tahajjud namaz, and I'm massaging my mother's feet for the whole night. He says, wallahi, I will never ever exchange my night for his night. I will never exchange my night for his night, because I know the sawab and the reward in serving my mother is far greater than reading tahajjud for the entire night. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah stands the whole night. Sometimes you find parents complaining. They say, we call for our son or daughter, do this. They act like they never even heard. They never even heard the father calling. And then lazily stand up. What must do now? Hey, I'm busy. We can't even make the khidmat of our parents. This youngster stood the whole night waiting to serve his mother. And we don't even have the himmat to make a small, small khidmat for our parents. Most of the time, our parents don't want any khidmat from us. Most of the time, our parents, they don't want our money and they don't want our service. All they want is just be nice. Just speak with respect, with adab, and show that adab and respect to our parents. That is all that is needed from us. And with this year, inshallah, our dunya and akhirat will be made. In Bukhari Sharif, there is one incident that is mentioned. An incident that is mentioned of an old man. An old man, he was stuck in a cave. This man was stuck in a cave, and in that cave of his, he couldn't manage to come out of the cave because he was stuck in the cave. So himself and two of his satis, they were stuck there in the cave, and whilst they were there in the cave, they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made one dua, oh Allah. There was one night when I went out to graze my goats, and grazing my goats, I came to realize that one goat had ran away. So I went far to find that goat and bring it back. And my habit was that every night after milking my goats, I would take the milk and I would present it to my parents to drink from that milk. But that night I got very late and I could not manage to come on time. And when I came home, I found my parents to be fast asleep. So I stood with that milk waiting for them to wake up, so that I could feed them. But at the same time, my wife and my children were crying out of hunger, that they wanted to have something to eat. But I told him, not until I first feed my parents. Not until I first feed my parents. And only when I will feed my parents, then I will feed you. And the night passed. And eventually when the parents woke up, he fed them first, and then he fed his wife and children. Wallahi, if this deed of mine and this kindness which I showed to my parents is accepted in your sight, Wallahi, move this rock. The rock was moved. The rock was moved because of this one action of showing kindness and being good to one's parents. When we were young children in a madrasa, there used to be a reader for the children. In this readers, they had one incident, they had one waqia there, one incident that the old man is sitting with his son. He has his breakfast and his son wheels him into the courtyard. And there's a courtyard, probably it's a winter's day, so you to enjoy the heat of the sun. So while he's sitting there in the courtyard, there's one crow that comes and it sits onto the wall of that courtyard. So as it sits there on the wall of that courtyard, The old man asks his son, "Son, what is that sitting on there?" So son says, "It's a crow." So after a few minutes, he asked him again, "What's that sitting there on the wall?" And now he gets a little irritated. He said, "I just told you now it's a crow. Can't you see it's a crow?" And when the third time he asked him, "What is that sitting on the wall?" He's in a frenzy saying, "I told you how many times? You're asking me like 1,000 times what's sitting there. I told you it's a crow. Can't you see it? It's a crow?" He lost it, completely lost it. Got angry, got upset. So father just remained calm and he asked for his diary. And he just turned the pages of the diary. It must have been about 30 years ago. You were a small boy of about 2 years old. We were sitting in the same courtyard and that crow came and sat on the wall. And you asked me over 35 times what is sitting there on the wall. And every time I told you with more love and more muhabbat, "Son, that's a crow. Son, that's a crow. Son, that's a crow." Today, I just asked you, and the third time you get so upset and you get so angry with me. You got no patience with me anymore. You're getting upset and you're getting angry with me. Sometimes it happens when our parents become old. Sometimes they'll shout. Sometimes they'll get angry. Sometimes they'll get upset. And remember, our parents, they have a right to shout. Get upset. They have a right to shout us. And it's only in our goodness that we just accept that thing in a good way. Instead of acting, reacting in a bad way, but we just accept it in a good way. Happily, we just accept it. Spingo Beach many years ago, there was an old man, he walked into the masjid. He must be over 80, and his son, who's over 60, is bringing him into the masjid. So son is old also, the father is old. Both of them are old. They're walking into the masjid. Father is on a walker. He's walking. So as they're coming into the masjid, the son got talking to somebody. Old man couldn't find his chair. So from there, he shouted for him, "Where you are, gadero? Donkey, where you going?" So in the masjid, in front of everybody. But that response was something to see. Put his head down, "Papa, maaf, papa, maaf kar do, maaf kar." Came, brought the chair. Not one frown on his face. Never get upset at all. He's with my father. He's gone old now. He's got the right to shout. If he shouts me, even if he shouts me in front of everybody, I owe my life to my father. I owe my life to my father. For what he has done for me, I can never repay him. I can never repay him for what he has done for me. If he shouts me, so what? One sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, you speak so much about parents, parents, parents. What if the parents are wrong? What if they're wrong? What if the parents are wrong, then what? Must we still be kind to our parents if they're wrong?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he said three times, "Wa in zalama, wa in zalama, wa in zalama." Even if they're wrong, even if they're wrong, even if they're wrong, they're still right. Even if they're wrong, they're still right. Parents are not wrong. We are wrong. So that respect, that azmat for our parents. It's holiday time now. Children are all on holiday. A lot of parents are complaining. They say, "You know, we as parents, we're only as good as the finance we got in our pockets for our children. We are only as good as the finance we got in our pockets for our children. If we can put money on the table, then mashallah, we're very good parents. And if we can't do that, then we got no value in the eyes of our children. Paisa, peng, tamasha, dek. We must, if we can put money down, then everything goes well." So Allah Ta'ala makes it in the Quran Kareem, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about qurrata a'yun, the children, they become the coolness of our eyes. And Allah make it like that, that our children become the coolness of our eyes. Our children become the coolness of our eyes. Once Hafiz Hansa Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Ladysmith, he was mentioning, and he says that whenever anyone came to Hazrat Ji, one of Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and asked him for du'as for children, Allah Ta'ala, Aulad Naseeb Farmai, that was the du'as that they will ask for. Allah Ta'ala, Aulad Naseeb Farmai. Allah Ta'ala must bless us with children, married so long, there were no children, so make du'a, Allah Ta'ala, Aulad Naseeb Farmai. So Hafiz Sahib used to say that I should hear Hazrat Ji saying, "Allah Ta'ala, nek salih aulad naseeb farmai." Not just children. Allah bless you with nek salih aulad will be the coolness of your eyes. Nek salih aulad. So you see, I never used to really understand that, had the meaning of the dua of Hazrat Ji. Until he says, one day I was serving in the hospital in Ladysmith. And he says, because it was a government hospital, many a time during the weekends we had to be on duty. He says, it was a Saturday night. And whilst I was on duty, I see one Muslim lady being wheeled into the hospital on a wheelchair. And Ladysmith being a small town, we kind of know everybody in the town. She says, I knew which family this lady was from. And as she's being wheeled in, I can see her. She's got a blue eye. Her mouth is bleeding. She's hit on one side. I'm surprised, what is happening? As she came in, I said, Ma, Wuthi, what happened? What has happened to you? So she cried and she says, my son beat me up. My son beat me up. See, he's got a bad habit of drugs. Allah save our children from this curse of drugs. Allah save our children from this curse of drugs. You see, he comes home, he's demanding money from me. I want money now and now. I tell him, I haven't got any money to give you. He's insisting he wants the money now. And if I don't give him, he's going to hit me. And I'm telling him, boy, what? And he says this. He just started, raised his hand, he started hitting his mother. Hit her till this condition. Then Hafiz Ab says, then my hair stood on end. My hair stood on end when she started cursing him. See, one after the other, she just started cursing him. Allah cursed. Just cursed her son. Allah Pak, save us from our parents' curse. Allah save us from the parents. He says, my hair stood on end the way she was cursing her child, the way she was cursing her son, at the way that he treated his mother. So he says, then I understood the meaning of the dua of Hazraji, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nek salih awlad nasib for. One is to have children, one is to have nek salih children. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning to one sahabi, sahabi is coming and is asking permission to go in jihad. He's saying that all the sahaba kiram are going in jihad. Many took part in Badr, many took part in Uhud. I never got an opportunity to go in jihad. I want to go in jihad. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's question to him was, are your parents alive? He says, yes, my parents are alive. So the answer to him was, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ. Your jihad is look after your parents. Make the khidmat. That khidmat of your parents that you will make, that is your jihad. That is your jihad that you will make. The khidmat that you will make to your parents. So a person, the Quran Sharif says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. But since parents become old, either one of them or both of them, our good fortune will be to make the khidmat, to serve them, to please them, to bring a smile on their face, that they be happy with us. And the Quran Sharif says after that, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't even say one word, don't even pull up your face, don't even get upset. Don't even get, sometimes a person is pulling up his face, sometimes a person is getting upset with his parents. So not even that. Don't scold them, فَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't scold them, don't rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Learn to speak respectfully to your parents. Person is coming, he's speaking to his parents with respect, with adab. But just he's got his hands in his pocket, he's standing anyhow, doesn't know how to show adab to his parents. But with full adab and respect, he's speaking to his parents. In that way, a person will earn great amount of du'as. Hazrat Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, his kitab is famous in the whole world. No person can become a maulana until he studies the kitab of Imam Bukhari, sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. So such a great muhaddith, such a great buzurg he was, Hazrat Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah alayh. So it's mentioned about Hazrat Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah alayh, that how he became Imam Bukhari. He became Imam Bukhari because of his mother's du'as. He was born blind. He was born blind and his mother made du'a. She used to sit on the musalla and she used to cry on the musalla for her son. That Allah restore his eyesight. Restore his eyesight. I will put him in the field of ilm and hadith. And eventually Allah restored his eyesight through the du'as of his mother. Then she went with him through the different towns where great ulama were. And she made sure that he went out in the pursuit of knowledge. And it was through the du'as of his pair, of his mother, that Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah alayhi became such a great muhaddith. Who up till now his kitab is still thriving in the entire world. One friend of mine, his father passed away many years ago his father passed away. So his mother is a widow, she lives with his sister. So what happens is that every day, he's got a habit, he goes there, he makes salam with his mother. Makes salam with his mother, kiss her on her forehead, sit down with her, talk to her. She can have a cup of tea, he'll have some tea with her. And he'll take his mother's du'as. He said, I know for today, I got my Hajj Umrah Sawab. My Hajj Umrah Sawab I got today. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, complete Hajj Umrah Sawab, you get to see your parents with muhabbat, you look at them, you smile at them. You take the du'as, you got Hajj Umrah Sawab. One sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, 70 times in one day if I look at my mother, I'm going to get 70 Hajj Sawab in one day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Allahu akbar wa atyabu min zalika. Allah is so much greater than that. What's 100 sawab? What's 70 times hajj sawab for you in one day? Allah will give you more than that also. So he says, every day I go, I sit down with my mother, I talk to her, take her duas. One student in a madrasa got married. So his father is complaining. You see, after this boy got married, I don't ever see him. I don't ever see him. He'll never come home. He'll never come make salam. And if he comes, he says he'll just pop in for 3-4 minutes. His wife will sit in a car. He'll just come in. Snarl, he'll say, have something to eat. Call your wife inside. He says, go. As if he forgot his parents, who they are, what khidmat they made for him, what they did for him. Everything is forgotten. Everything is just pushed on one side. And now all the focus and attention is on the wife. All the focus and attention, he forgot his parents completely. So on this side he's got his parents who has rights over him. On this side he's got his wife who also got rights over him. But an intelligent person is a person who can draw the balance between his parents also fulfill their rights, and between his wife and fulfill her rights also. But he's become such that now he's so much here that he forgot his parents completely. He won't even come and have a meal here, he won't even come make salam with them. And this is what happens eventually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we try and take our parents du'as. We try and please them, make them happy. That our parents are happy with us. And they make du'a for us. If we can go and visit them, we go and visit them. If we can go make the khidmat, we go and make the khidmat. When last we kissed our mothers? When last we hugged our fathers? When last we sat down and just spoke to them and took their du'as? This is what's required for us. That if we can take our parents' du'as, and we'll earn our dunya and our akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, person whose parents have passed away, then you should go to the qabristan regularly. Go and read for them, make du'a for them. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allah, have mercy on my parents, like how they used to have mercy on me when I was young. Our parents who brought us up. And today whatever we enjoy is because of their khidmat and their work for us. So as a return for them, we show them this kindness, this love, this muhabbat, and we earn their du'as. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.